No, seriously, they did. And then another time, they literally got into a 10-minute argument about who would have been a good actor to play John Wick if we didn't have Keanu Reeves. I know! Like, how do you argue about something like that for so long? I'm surprised they didn't take it to court or something. And of course, what was the conclusion they both agreed on? That Keanu Reeves is a treasure, and it's good that the world does have him. I mean, they're not wrong, but still. Yeah, my friends are weird sometimes. And by that, I mean a lot of the time. But they're really nice and genuine people. I'll have to introduce you someday. I think you'll get along great. They're big old dorks, just like you. Hey, I meant that in a good way. I'm a dork too, so I tend to gravitate towards other dorks. That's one of the reasons why I talked to you so much when we first met. Because you are just as dorky as I am. That's also why I was able to gather the courage to ask you out. I'm glad I did too, baby. I'm glad I did too. Well, here we are. My home, sweet home. Thank you for taking me out tonight. This was the best day ever. I enjoyed every moment of it. I'm glad you did as well. Aww, we've been dating for a few months now, and you still blush and get so flustered when I kiss your cheek. It's so cute. Hey, are you okay? Well, you look bothered by something. What's wrong? Nothing? Oh, come on. You really think I'm gonna fall for that? Why don't you want to tell me? It's embarrassing? That's okay. You know I won't judge you. Baby, remember when I told you that really embarrassing story of my first crush? You never judged me for that, so it's only fair that I promise you the same, right? Of course I promise. I won't judge you. So, you'll tell me then? All right, I'm all ears. You're ashamed of your shyness? And you wish you were more confident? Baby. No, don't apologize. I'm glad you told me. Listen, you have nothing to be ashamed of. It's okay to be shy. I know that just because you're a guy, you're expected to be all tough and manly and stoic. But I don't care about stereotypes. I love you and accept you for who you are, not for who you're expected to be. And besides, I personally find your shyness super cute, especially when I give you sudden affection. See? If you were more confident, I wouldn't get to see that adorable blush of yours. Aw, baby. You're so cute. Come on, give me more of that adorableness. Aw, you're speechless. Seriously, you're just too cute. I mean it though. Please don't feel ashamed of being shy. Whether you have tons of confidence or none, I will always love you. Shy guys are just as great as confident guys, and if anyone ever tells me I can do better and that I should dump you and look for someone who's more of a man or less timid or whatever, I will not hesitate to literally slap some sense into them. I'm just kidding. Well, for the most part, anyway. But hey, it's not just the shyness that I love about you. You're smart, funny, kind, loving, passionate about what you enjoy. Yes, I see it. I know you're a bit hesitant to show your excitement, but whenever you talk about something you really like, your eyes have a whole new shine in them. A shine I just love seeing. Oh, and let's not forget how attractive you are. Like, seriously, you're the most handsome guy I've ever met. I mean, drop dead gorgeous. And there it is again. That flustered expression of yours. You're such a cutie. Yeah, I said it. You're a cutie. You are a cutie. More importantly, you are my cutie. If you keep being so cute, I might not be able to resist the urge to do something more intimate. Oh, you have to get going? Are you sure you actually have to leave? And you're not just trying to escape my merciless teasing? I'm just kidding. I know you have some things to take care of. I'll call you in the morning, okay? Thanks again for tonight. I really did have a great time. Okay. Bye bye. Oh, baby, one more thing. I love you, my cutie.